on page Yud Zayin of the Maimer from Rav Sasson, which is sort of an introduction to the Midah of Yesod, which we're going to be talking about now. We're going to be learning in depth the Midah of Yesod over the next many months in Mirz Hashem. We're just starting Shavuvim. Hashem, we're just now stepping into the world of Shavuvim. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one that when I was growing up, I never heard of Shavuvim. Never heard of it. I heard of Shmois. I heard of Eira and Bo. I didn't hear of anybody putting together into a Shavuvim. And then only later on that did Shavuvim Tat, a leap year. I never heard of Shavuvim. Shavuvim then Truma Tetzava. And you have a leap year, then you have the parashias of Truma Tetzava. But we didn't hear about Shavuvim, and among the Sfardim, it was for sure something which was much more common than Chassidim. But even in those circles, Shavuvim has been picking up a lot of speed over the years. And Reb Tzadik long ago, not that long ago, but Reb Tzadik over 100 years ago, Reb Tzadik said that the light of Shavuvim is mispashet, is getting stronger and stronger. Just until Mashiach comes, just as we've seen, we see this also with Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av and Lag B'Omer, the Yomim Tovim, whose light is Be'ikah, the Inyan of Orish al Mashiach, that these Yomim Tovim, we see that as we get closer to Mashiach, the Or is Mispashit, Yosef V'Yosef. Reb Tzadik says, the Baal Tanya, that the Inyan of Shavuvim is Mispashit, and it's Misrachev, much more. In Mitzrayim, it was clear to each and every person who lived in Mitzrayim. We're going to go right back into it in a second. I just want to say, in the context of Shavuvim, what we're learning, that in Mitzrayim, it was absolutely clear to each and every person who lived there that there is no way to get out. Chazal tell us that no slave, no Eved, ever escaped from Mitzrayim. What does that mean? I mean, they had checkpoints. So how did that work? When Chazal says such a lashon that there wasn't such thing as an Eved who got out of Mitzrayim, it means the same thing when you have a person who's addicted to a certain way of thinking, or could be through a certain type of behavior, and that person feels that there's no way out. You don't have to have police, you don't have to have guards, there's no checkpoints. It doesn't, on a deeper level, doesn't mean that it was impossible for a slave to get out someplace to find a way to run. The avdus of Mitzrayim was so strong that you lost the rotzen to run away. It took away from a person that feeling that one needs as a free person, that I don't have to live my life this way. I'm not stuck. That was the avdus of Mitzrayim, of the Mitzrayim that you can't leave, you can't get out. The Mitzrayim of the time that we're living in right now is much stronger than the Mitzrayim of ancient Egypt. It's much stronger. Because the Svarm, when the Svarm talked to us about these parishes of Yetzias Hashem, they were talking mamish about our generation, that a person has a certain taiva, or befrat, and particularly this taiva, this inyan that we're learning about when it comes to the Midah of Yesod. But it's any taiva, it comes to eating, anger. Each person with his Meitzarim, that when it comes to a point where the person just feels that this is the only way that I can live, I have no way out, I can't change, this is the way of my life. I'm good at other things, but this inyan in my life, I can't change. That's called Mitzrayim. That's what Mitzrayim is. That feeling that a Jew has, that he's meshubed to something other than Kedusha, that's Achizas Einayim. And I translate Achizas Einayim. It's what?
Illusion.
It's an illusion. It's not true. Like the famous story of the Baal Shem Tov that's brought down in the Dag Malach Ephraim about the, you know, the king that with the power of witchcraft and sorcery he made the walls, and I don't have to go over the story, you know, but there were really no walls, it was all just imagination. And he screamed out, the Ben Melech was the only one, he screamed out, Ovi, Abba, Abba, and then all of the walls disappeared and so on. Those walls of Mitzrayim, that feeling that I can't change, that I'm meshubed to something, that's called Mitzrayim. That's called Mitzrayim. The parashiyas of Shoivim, the parashiyas of Shoivim, are the parashiyas that tell us that all of those walls in your life that are telling you that you can't possibly change, those are demyonos. It's achizas einayim. It's mamash an illusion. It's not true. Because ever since Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He didn't just take us out of Egypt. He took each and every one of us. He gave each and every one of us the ability to get out of whatever Meitzar that we're in, to get out of those Meitzarim. Each person, whatever that Meitzar is, to be able to get out. And then from there, to move towards, once you're free of that thing that's bringing you down, especially this inyan of Yesod, once you're free of that, then you can move on to Har Sinai. Then you can already be a person that learns Torah, wants more Torah. And you can then move on to build a Mishkan in your life. A life that's holy and that's pure and a family and a home. That's what these parashiyos are all about. The parashiyos of Sefer Shemayim. Of getting out of that illusion that you're stuck. And once you're free from that, and you realize that you're a ben chayrin, not that onu b'neinu b'neinu m'shubadim ha'inu l'parav mitzrayim, onu v'neinu b'neinu m'shubadim ha'inu l'parav mitzrayim. Once you get out of that dimyon, of that delusion, then you could be makab of the Torah, you cross through the Yam Suf. Each of the parashiyos is mamash our lot. That's what we're going through. But it means to, what does it mean to cross through the Yam Suf? What does that mean? What's Yam Suf? What's the ocean? You look in the Torah Orf, in the Alter Rebbe, you see the Indian of Kriyas Yam Suf, and the Rabbis of Strashelia, and the Svar Makadoshim, what's Kriyas Yam Suf? What does that mean? That Yam, that ocean, that you feel that you can't possibly get through that. And then, and also, you like Nashon Ben Amnilev, you say, I'm going to do it. And then the ocean splits. And you head towards Yerushalayim. It's all this the story of what we're learning about, to finding that, to be able to be megala that koach of tzaddik within oneself that was just an evet debara. That koach of the tzaddik that's trapped, that feels trapped. That's what the inyan of Shoivim is. So when the tzaddikim say that every year, Shoivim of Tavshin Pei Aleph, this year Shoivim is on a much higher level than the Shoivim of Tavshin Pei. That the Koyach of Shoivim is Mispashet and Misrachet v'chol Shana v'shana. So Tzadik says, the Koyach of Shoivim is Mispashet and Misrachet. It's becoming stronger, it's expanding, it's becoming greater. Every year the Koyach, as we get closer to Mashiach, which means complete freedom, the ability for a person now to be megala that nakuda of tzaddik within himself, to find within himself, to be able to find that part of himself that has she'ifas, that has aspirations and longings that are so much bigger than, you know, watching a football game on a Sunday afternoon. There are bigger things in the world than the she'ifas of watching a football game. There are bigger she'ifas in the world than going to a movie. There are bigger she'ifas in the world than eating over whatever, things like this, the sheifas that a person has. But as long as a person is not, as long as a person is an eved in Mitzrayim, he really can't receive the Torah. He can't hear the Torah. He just can't hear it. All of these Jews that are Meshubadim, they would love to, they would very much want to be able to hear Torah. They would want to learn Torah. But they feel that they're Meshubadim. They feel that they're stuck in a certain place, and that's not for them. They can't do that. They can't go there. The whole Inyan that we're learning, the Midah of Yesod, which we've been talking about, we'll continue right now, with these Tchumas of that tzaddik within each and every one of us, those tchumas that we have. And we have to learn how to use these tchumas. And we have to, ourselves and our children, our grandchildren, how to learn these koiches, to free these koiches that we have of tzaddik, each and every one of us. That we're able then to, once a person is free from those bad habits, those shibudim that weren't allowing him to receive the Torah, then the learning, the davening, mitzvahs, it's a completely different life. So that's where we're up to. Hatzadik Human, right before the middle of the page, Hatzadik Human de Natir Bris, Ha Eshel Hadvekis Bashem, or Bechinis Eish Ocheles Eish, Eskol Ha Oshem. Eish Ocheles Eskol Ha Oshem. That means that the ik and the kuda, this is what we were talking about last week, that the ik and the kuda of that midah of tzaddik, and when I say, when we're using the word tzaddik now, try not to think about your favorite tzaddik. Try not to think about that. It's nice. Otherwise, think about that all the rest of the time. On page Yud Zayin. It's hard to see a little bit on top. All the way on top left, it says Yud Zayin. In the middle of the page, it says Diuk Vayichoyles, in the middle of the page. It's very, you know, when you think of the word tzaddik, you always think about some great person, some famous tzaddik or something, you know, whatever. You have Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Avad Yosef, whoever your favorite tzaddik is, among those who are alive or those who are not alive. But don't do that for the learning that we're doing. We're talking about the midah of tzaddik within a person. Each and every one is Amech Kulam Tzaddikim. The midah of tzaddik has a tremendous, powerful, natural Sheifa to be great, a longing to be pure and to be great. That's the union of tzaddik, of amech kulam tzaddikin. And the nekuda hapnimis of the tzaddik, this is what we're learning, is a tzimaon le'elokos, a tremendous thirst for elokos, a thirst for godliness. That's the ikur nekuda of the tzaddik, is a tzimaon le'elokos. All of the things of Mitzrayim that are in the way, the Midah of Yesod is the means by which tapping into the strength and to the techniques of Yesod, which we're going to be learning about more and more, give us the ability to remove those restraints, those shibudim of Mitzrayim, and then we're able to recognize that natural tzimon of Elokus that we have as Amech Kulam Tzaddikim. And that's why he says in that last line of that paragraph, Ha'esh shel dveikus b'Hashem b'b'chinas esh ocheles es kol ha'ashen. It's a fire that consumes all the other fires. There are fires inside of a person. There are fires of taivas. But the tzimon alokus, the tzaddik also has he has a healthy yetzar like anybody else. Okay, we learn the tzaddikim have bigger yetzar, as Gemara says. Kol gadol mechaver yetzar gadol menu. The yetzar of a tzaddik is bigger than the yetzar of a tzaddik. That energy of a tzaddik, the taiv of a tzaddik, is very, very strong. But the tzaddik has found that esh, which is oicheles es kol ha'asha. He has found the fire that consumes all the other fires. That fire that takes over all the other fires is the Tzimon Elokus, is the fire for Elokus. Now, what he's going to explain now, again, each of these Nekudas we're going to be spending time on separately. We're going to be doing different Mamarim and different Svarim and learning separately and how to put them into use, Be'ez Hashem. What he's explaining now is a side in the Zohar Kaddish. He mentions the word a little bit later. There's a section of the Zohar Kaddish, Parshas Truma. That's the deepest part of the Zohar Kaddish. It's called the Safra Ditznayus. The Safra Ditznayus. The Book of Concealment. Which is a part of the Zohar Kaddish. The Safra Ditznayus. And I'll just read to you the opening sentence from the Safra Ditznayus. And that's what we're going to be learning about now. This opening sentence of it. But he doesn't get into the Kabbalah. But I'm going to read to you just the opening sentence. The Safra Ditznayus is very, 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 very hard. Very hard. There's a parish from the Vilna Gaon on Safra Ditznayus. The deepest Torahs that we have are on the Safra Ditznayus. And it begins with Ta'ana Sifra Ditznayus Sifra Dishakil B'maskila. This book, which is the book of Tznayus, of concealment, the Safra Ditznayus, who Sifra Dishakil B'maskila. Sifra Dishakil B'maskila. A maskila, Aramaic, in Hebrew is a mishkal, a scale. Now, everybody, if you're younger, you grew up only with digital, you know. But some of you still remember that there's such a thing as an old-fashioned mishkal, right? Chesed, Gvur, Teferis. Chesed, Gvur, right, left, Teferis. And then the Birurim that go down through Yisov. The Sukkot, the site of this Mishkala. Tana Sifra Ditznayus, a Sifra Dishakil B'maskala. This Sefer, which is a few pages. The whole thing is a few pages. And it's less than this. These already has the Masech Midrash. Just a few pages. But this Sefer, the Sefer of Tznius, the Sifra de Tznius, is Sifra de Shakel B'maskela, which is, in Hebrew, it translates the Masech Midrash, Sefer HaShakel B'mishkel HaKadosh. This is the beginning of the revelation of Mishkal HaKadosh, of the holy scale. Mishkal HaKadosh. Listen for a second. Ve'ein bo dover yaseh. There is not one extra word. Ein bo dover yaseh. Ve'ein bo dibur shen anoike v'yored l'yam ha'chachma. And there isn't a word in the Safra Ditznayus that doesn't penetrate noike v'yored l'yam ha'chachma, to the ocean of chachma. Every single word. Tana l'madnu b'braisa. I'm just reading to you from the Tana da'adle have a maskala. Sha'ad shalai hoya ha'ilam ka'ein mishkal. Until the scale was revealed in the world. That means before the tikkun, when everything was tohu, before the tikkun, before Hashem revealed the sod of the kavim of chesed, Vur and Teferis, balance, scale. Until Hashem revealed that, of there being a kav hamachriya, that between the two extremes, when there are two extremes, that leads to tohu. That's clear. Two extremes leads to tohu. The right, when it's extreme, leads to Yishmal. The left, when it's extreme, leads to Esav. Everybody knows that. The two extremes is a world of tohu, the right and the left. The world of tikkun is when there's a hachra, when there's balance between the right and the left. That's Tiferes, which is Torah, and the midah of tzaddik yisod olam, which is the midah of tzaddik of yisod, which we're learning about. Until that time, that Hashem revealed this holy skill, until Hashem revealed the sight of the maskala, it was tohu. Tikkun begins with maskala, with the skill. That's how Safra Ditznayus begins. Da'adullah have a maskala, before there was a maskala, have a mashgichan apen ba'apen. It was impossible for there to be a state of panim el panim, of apen el apen. That's all talking about Kabbalah, the Pratzufim and the spheres. Not going into that. But it wasn't possible for there to be a yichud because things were at tohu until Hashem revealed the scale, the maskala. And this entire little sefer, Safed Tznayusa, is an introduction to that sod, to that secret of the three kavim, of that balance between chesed and gvur. Between chesed and gvur. Which is the union of what yisod is. The maskala. That's what we're learning now. But without any of these words of fancy words of Kabbalah. That's what it is. So let's look inside. In the middle of Pesh Yud Zayin, Hadiyuk vayichaylas lachvir l'shem shemayim. Again, these are Rashi Prakim. We'll talk about each of these things much more in depth and by Rishas. But this I felt was a very clear and simple maimer to just get us started. K'moy chayim. Hatzimon l'Hashem hu zeh shema'af shel navet nachon ben kol haritzoynes asa Yisrael. Each and every one of us has ritzoynes, things that we want in life that are soisra, that are contradicting each other. We have all kinds of things that we want. All kinds of things that we want. Good things, bad things. But we have all kinds of ritzoynes. How is one to be machriya to do the right thing? You want something that's great. You want something that's good, but you want something that's terrible. You also want things that are terrible. So how is a person to be machriya? How are you machriya between these two things? How do you decide? So that simon l'Hashem, when the yisod of the person is revealed, which is the midah of tzaddik, then the way to decide, the way to weigh something, even in English, to weigh one's choices. Right, this actually, yeah. The way to weigh the choices and to make a decision is what will satisfy, or what will respond to that simon l'Hashem, that longing for HaKadosh Baruch. You could try that out today, anytime when you have an urge, let's say, to say some lashon hara. Every day, that's a test that we go through a dozen times more. There's any sign. You stop for a second, you think, is this something that Hashem Yisbarach would be pleased with? If I imagine myself to be, this second, I imagine myself to be the Rebbe of Zushi. Just to make believe. For a second, I'm the Rebbe of Zushi. Because right now you're feeling it simon to hear this geshmaka Lashon Hara. You know, someone starts to, you know how the Lashon Hara talks, how it begins. Nabuch, he shouldn't know what happened, right? He shouldn't know from it. That's how, yeah. Nabuch. You didn't hear what happened as that cup. Nabuch, you shouldn't know from it. You shouldn't. That's how it begins. So then the response should be, you're right, I should know from it. I don't want to know from it. But it's that, that's what gives it that juicy, you know. That you didn't hear from the couple. You didn't hear from that couple. You know who I'm talking about. They daven by, you know. They're very, very happy. Something wrong? Ah, Nabuch, it's terrible. You know, it's not what everybody thinks. That's why I can tell you. And now I want to include you in the group of those who know the truth. So, at that second, when that's starting, the person were able to stop and say, get a hold of yourself. Something is happening right here. It's a very clear, this is not even complicated, because we're talking about a juicy deraisa. It's not like a, but I'm just using an example. So at this second, just to stop and to take out the scale, you tell the person, please, hold on for a second. And he's all excited. He's because he feels very bad. For that couple, he feels very bad for the couple. So he's waiting. You say, I just need a minute. And you take out a scale. Imagine, you take out a scale. And you want to weigh the pros and cons of this upcoming event. of the latest couple in the five towns that's, you know, getting divorced or having an affair or something. Nabuch. It's always Nabuch. So if you were able to put on the table that scale, that miskula. Now, the reason that it's so hard for us to do that, the Rebbe of Lusha would just fly out of the window. He wouldn't let the guy get to the word Nabuch. When the person would say, did you hear, the Rebbe of Lusha is ready out the window. And there are stories like that. He's already gone. Because the Rebbe of Lusha was a fire of Elokus, a tzimon Elokus. And that Simon Elokus, that fire of Elokus, immediately, less than Tochkidei Dibur, weighs the pros and cons of this present moment. In Tochkidei Dibur, it weighs the choices here. In a second. And the Rebbe is gone. He's out. Finished. It's not a shaila. So what he's saying, this first sentence is Hatzimon Hashem, Hu Zeh Shema'afsher L'Naveit Nachon. When a person has this Tzimon Hashem, that's the Iker to reveal in ourselves and our kids. And if you think that that's not on that level, I can't be there, it's because you're in Mitzrayim. Because I know right now, we're all thinking, you're talking about Simon Elokus, I'm just trying to get up and go to davening, you know, a thirst for Elokus. The only reason that any of us are thinking right now, that's not my Madrega, is because we're in Mitzrayim. We're just finished Vayichi, and it's Elish Mosh Meyesel, Vayam, Yitzhak, oh, I'm never going to get out of this place. Avoidus Perich. It's not Avoidus Perich. I'm a slave. A slave never thinks of getting, I can't possibly get out of this. Atzimor l'Hashem hu zeh shema'avsher l'naveit nachon ben kol haritzonis ha'sayis. The Tzimor l'Hashem is that ability that a Jew, gives the Jew an ability to be able l'naveit nachon, to make that right decision ben kol haritzonis ha'sayis. It's in all of the ritzonis that are clashing. A clash. Because here's a clash. I want to be a good Jew, but I also want to hear what happened to that couple. It's a very simple clash. I want to be a good Jew. I want to be a good guy. I want to keep the Torah. I want to keep Shulchan Aruch. I want, you know, the Chafetz Chaim to smile at me when I see his picture and everything. But I also want to hear, like, what happened to Chai Shprinz and Beryl. You know, I want to hear it. I have a taiva. It's a taiva. So, but the Rebbe Absolutia is, yeah, he's gone. There's nothing to talk about. But by a regular person, it's you're being pulled in two different directions. Being pulled in different directions is called tohu. That's tohu. When there are two different directions and you're being pulled in two different directions, the kav to hold on to is called yesod. The midah of yesod. That's that kav, which is machriya. The most important and basic ingredient in that, which is something that we have to work towards, which is the midah of tzaddik, is the tzimon lelokus. Benefesh kayomim ritzonis rab. In the soul of a person, there are many ritzonis. There are many different ritzonis. It's a roiv ha'olam, haritzonis halolam, misnagshim ze bezeh. By most people, the ritzonis are crashing and clashing, the ritzonis. Besoisum zeze. And they contradict each other. So somebody's going to say to you, So let's say you do listen Chas Shom to that Lashon Hara. So then someone's going to say to you, I don't understand, it's the Stira. I saw you davening Shachris this morning. and you look like you were davening and you were sincere about it. So how could it be that you listened to Lashon Hara? So it's a good kasha. It's a stira. But that's what we are. We're human beings and we're filled with stiras. We're filled with stiras. Each one of these desires, the desire to daven, the desire to be a good Jew, and the desire to hear the Lashon Hara, each one of these desires comes from a different part of us. Like branches, different branches from different trees. But the mida of tzaddik, the tzaddik within us, don't think right now about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The mida of tzaddik. Ha'ohev es Hashem b'cholibo. That tzaddik inside each one of us. That's ohev es Hashem b'cholibo. That loves Hashem with a full heart, with a complete heart. But tzomer lo b'chol ma'odoy, and is constantly longing and thirsting to be connected to Hashem. Higila darge al yonakal kach. That midah of tzaddik, or the tzaddik in the life of the tzaddik, has reached such a place, such a high place. He's not caught up in the whirlwind of steers. The tzaddik does not live in that toe of steers. Because the tzaddik has one rotz. Now the tzaddik can make a mistake. He's a human being. He can make a mistake. He might make a mistake that he identifies something as the rotz in Hashem. He thought it was the Rosh Hashem, it turns out that it wasn't. He can make a mistake. But the tzaddik has one rotzen. Ritzoneinu la'asais ritzoncha. He has one rotzen. Ad she'ein lo ela rotzen echad b'seich ha'nefesh. And that's why he asks himself, when a person's about to say the Lashon Hara, what does that nefesh elokis inside of me want right now? Does it want to hear the Lashon Hara? Or does it want to run away, not to hear it? What does that part of me want? That tzaddik inside of me, the nefesh elokis, what does it want? That's the question that the tzaddik lives with every second of his life. Now, when a person reaches the madrega of tzaddik, like the tzaddik in the Tanya, it's not even like the Rebbe Zushia, it's not a question. It's not even a question. The Rebbe Zushi would go to the mikveh for the next 6 months, 10 times a day, only because someone was about to tell it to him, and the Rebbe Zushi was wondering, what happened to me that I fell from my medrega, that this guy thought he could tell me a word of Lashon Hara, you understand? And the Rebbe Zushi would go to the mikveh all day long. Not because he listened to it, because how could there even be a hechad tim, so this guy thought that he could tell me such a thing. But the tzaddik of Tanya is not open for business. Not open for business at all. It's not shy. Ein le'el rotzen echad b'seich ha'nefesh, rotzen la'oviv shebishamayim. Rotzen la'oviv shebishamayim b'chol drech echad de'ayu. At work, at school, in shul, at home. Ein le'el rotzen echad la'oviv shebishamayim. And it doesn't mean that you can't work. It doesn't mean you can't play ball. It doesn't mean you can't have a regular marriage and enjoy your kids. But everything is ein le'el rotzen echad la'oviv shebishamayim. Hatzadik hu kamot tamar, right? Tzaddik katomer yifrach. A tzaddik is kamei tomer. She'ein boi svar shel anofim v'olim. The tomer, that tree, doesn't have all leaves into it. It's beautiful. Everything is clear, the tomer. Lulav. Everything is beautiful. Tzaddik katomer yifrach. Ma tomer ze ein lo ela leiv echad. Ein lo ela leiv echad, the way that it grows. Leif Echad, which is Lulav. Lulav is low, Leif. Low with a Vav. Low, Leif. It's heart. It has one heart. It's not confused. It doesn't have all kinds of Sibuchim. Lulav. Low, Leif. Straight. That's why the part of the Arba Minim that corresponds to the Midah of Tzaddik, of Yesod, is the Lulav. Right? It's the Lulav. That's the midah of tzaddik yisod erlam. It's lulav. Lo, leiv. Ein lo ela leiv echad. Leiv echad. You shakla to this side, you shakla to that side, you shakla here, you shakla there, you shakla leiv echad. Everywhere it turns is elokus. That's the meaning of the lulav. Even though the Esrog is so beautiful, and the Esrog is the Iker, but the Midah of Lo Lev is Lulav. That's not to go into more now, but that's the Midah of the Tamar, of Tzadik, Lo Lev, Lev Echad. Ma Tamar Zeh Eino Ele Lev Echad. Kach HaTzadik Eino Ele Rotzen Echad Lo Aviv Shu Shemayim. The Midah of Tzadik is, I'm being pulled in different directions. The Midah of Tzadik is, Eino Ele Rotzen Echad Lo Aviv Shu Shemayim. Zehu. What Hashem wants. I know there's a part of me that would enjoy this Lashon Hara, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Yosef HaTzadik was pulled. There are many, many connections then, you know, Yosef HaTzadik with the Lulav, with the Savayda. That's the... El Rotsin Echol Abishu B'Shamayim HaTzadik Higiyah L'Darga Amukal Kolkach Ad Shechibra Eskol Ritzonais Av Kulam. The tzaddik has reached a madrega. Again, there are madregas till you get to that final madrega. Because now I'm talking about that moment of being tested. You know, if a person is being pulled in all these different directions, he's not the tzaddik yet of Tanya. He's a tzaddik. He has to make a decision that's a decision of tzidkis. But when a person reaches the madrega of tzaddik, it's so deep. At shechibes kol ritzonais of kulam. The reason that he goes to play ball is because Hashem wants him to play ball. Wants that. Wants him to work out. The reason that he's eating is because Hashem Yisbarach wants him to eat. The reason that he's playing with his kids, the same reason that he's learning Torah, the same reason that he's davening. It's all the same. Ratzon Echad. Ratzon Echad. Part of the avodah that we're going to be talking about practically is throughout one's day, saying those words, Rotzen Echad, even if we're not there yet. But to say the words, Rotzen Echad, to have a little tefillah, Rotzen Echad. One Rotzen. B'chol tchumei achayim, every single thing in life, Rotzen Echad. That's the scale. That's the sort of tikkun. That's what the Zohar is talking about. The scale. El makarim b'chol tchumei achayim el makarim ha'amiti l'shem shemayim. L'shem shemayim. B'chol ma'asachal l'shem shemayim. B'yukol ma'asachal l'shem shemayim. Hu ha'yedeyes Hashem b'chol drachov ha'maisav. And everything that the person does, this is the midah of tzaddik. Again, don't wait till we get to that where everything is perfect, but this is the avodah of tzaddik. Now the words of Rav Kook, that shi'ifa, that longing for closeness to Hashem, berum uza rak hi hine hayesoid hamerkazi l'chol anatias. And as he always does, Rav Kook, in a sentence where it looks like he's just saying some fancy Hebrew words, he's telling us a particular midah in avoda, and he says the word. Here he says, Hine hayesod hamerkazi, the sheifa for closeness to Hashem, b'raim uza and all of its strength, rak hi, hine hayesod hamerkazi l'chol hanatiyas. That must be the yesod hamerkazi, the inner yesod foundation, the inner foundation. That's how you weigh everything. Hayesod hamerkazi l'chol hanatiyas of all of a person's inclinations. Hatshukas v'ashifas shel hanefesh. When you want something, this wanting, is it coming from wanting elukos? Is it coming from the nefesh? Is it coming from nefesh elukis? Is it coming from nefesh ba'amis? That's the whole Sefer Tanya. And the whole purpose of Tanya is to bring a Jew who is not some, didn't come to the world as a tzaddik, but to bring that person to a madrega of Beinoni, to realize that a person every second of his life can live this way and be happy and be healthy, even though there are things that are pulling you in each direction, which you all learn Tanya, I'm sure you know. That's the Beinoni has these in Yonim, pulling him in different directions. And he did not write the Tanya for the Tzaddikim. That's the Namele Melech. He didn't call it, it's called Sefer Shabbeinim, right? Sefer Shabbeinim. Because the whole Sefer, the whole Tanya is this Avoida. That you, Karvei Lecha Hadavar Ma'od. Karvei Lecha. Me? And Tanya says, yeah, I'm talking to you. Karvei Lecha Hadavar Ma'od. Beficha B'lubav Chala'a Soysa. You mean I could be so pure that I never have another taiva the rest of my life? The Tanya says, no, you're going to, no. No, you're about taiva. But you're going to do the right thing. You could do the right thing. You could say the right thing. And even you could think the right thing and not get drawn into the taiva, even with your thinking, not to get drawn into the taiva. You're talking about a tzaddik? The Tanya says, no, I'm talking about a beinoni. That's what's called a beinoni. That's Sefer Shal Beinoni, the whole Tanya. I was talking to some chevra in Toronto the other day, and it was a year ago I was there. I was in Toronto for Shabbos, Mardik Shabbos, this is all the good people over there. And I was I'm in touch with a couple of the chevra, and I was talking to this fellow, and he asked me, so you know, he has a chavusa, and they want to learn something from the Svama Kodesh, and what sefer should we learn? And I told him, you asked me this around 9 months ago, and I told you that you should learn Tanya. Why are you asking me again? So he said, no, Tanya is very hard. You know, something like, you know, like, no. I said, what do you mean? What are you looking for? So I know what he's looking for. He's looking for something else, you know, more geschmack, more fun, you know, more fun. You know, something you could say over it, like while you're having a piece of sushi at the Shever Brochus, you know. Hey, did you hear this vart? And you could say like a good vart. And Tanya doesn't have any vertlach. There's no vertlach in that. I said, you asked me, and I'm telling you again. If we're talking about a Shabbos the Inyan, and you want to have some chiyas, and it's a Thursday night, and you want to get some, there are a million beautiful svarim that'll give you like a lift, you know, and bring you into Shabbos. And then if you want it, so we can talk about Shabbos the Kisvarim. We have so many beautiful svarim. But if you're talking about be'emes, embarking on a project of deep, painful, unbelievable hard work. So then, to get to that place that you want to get to, then that's Tanya. There's no substitute for that. Everybody, there's no other thing that could do that. But it's not so easy. It's hard. And the Alter Rebbe says in the Hakdom, as you all know, there's a short long way. There's a long short way. If you're looking for the short way, Tanya says you got the wrong book. There's the wrong book. There are other books for you. If you're looking for the short way, I'm offering you a long, short way. And he explains in the introductions, you know what that is. It's a long way, but it's short because it gets you really to the places you have to go. It really gets you there. The other things, whatever you like, whatever you enjoy, go gesundheit, learn all the Sarm, all beautiful, they're all holy. But I'm not taking any kind of a fun trip. It's not fun. This is really, really hard. Tanya is really hard. I got last week, no, it was 2 weeks ago, my friends in the Begleisen sent me a sefer on the first three prokim of Tanya. It's around 700 pages. The first three prokim. Like this. Big pages. Like this. Oitze Perusha. The first three prokim. So I said, oh, this is going to be a big money maker for the big license over here. It's the first three Prokem. He knows I'm going to have to buy the whole thing. When, you know, it's coming out one at a time. Three Prokem like this, and Tanya. From all the different Mashpim. And it's not even from the Nesim of Chabad. He said, that's a separate, we're doing that separately. Not from the Rebbes. Not Perushim from the Rebbes. Perushim from Mashpim and Chassidim. From different Mashpim and Chabad. They're doing a separate thing from the rabbis. Just from different mashpim on the first three prokim of Tanya. So that was my Friday night. Because I've learned Tanya maybe 50, 60 times. And I thought I knew it a little bit. Very humbling. By the time I came here Shabbos morning and I went to the mikveh, I felt like, oh, yeah. Nothing. Gornisht. Nothing. not even opened, not even scratched the surface. Tanya, but that's the avoid of Yosef Atzal. It's the work of Yosef Atzalik, Tanya. Because the Tanya is telling you that you don't worry about being, your Indian is not to be a person that never has a bad thought, that never has a struggle. Your avoid is how to find that mishkal, that kaf, of making the right decision. With everything that you do, everything that you say, and everything that you think, if you want, I will help you to make the right decision. If you're interested in that, join me. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. I'll help you to make the right decisions. And over time, you're going to see it's going to get a lot easier. It'll get a lot better. But I'll help you to make the right decision. And that's why he sets it up right away at the beginning. Nefshul Kis, Nefshul Bahamas. You have to understand what the hardware is. What you got. And he shows you. And he tells you how to use the kingdom that you have. In the Safaita, of being able to make that decision. And he gives the encouragement to say, the pasuk kikar ve'lecha davam ha'olai. You can be such a person that you'll never, ever, the rest of your life sin. You'll never, the rest of your life, do anything wrong. You can make a mistakes, but you'll never do anything intentionally wrong in what you do, what you say, and what you think. Like, you'll also run away from the room before the guy says the word of lashon hara. You run away. You might feel like it's pulling at you, but you're not going to fall in. That's what the Tanya says. I'll help you with that. If you like to have nice vertloch in the segi, you can Google vertloch. I'm sure there's a website called vertloch. That's all good. It's all nice. It's for the Shabbos table to talk about, to say stories to the children. But if you're ready to roll up your sleeves and to schwitz and to work hard. So he said. From Toronto, he said, "Okay, maybe we'll try to, we'll try to give it another shot." I said, the first program, the Alter Rebbe, I believe, made intentionally more difficult. He said, "Just keep on going. Don't get stuck with the first parak, because the first parak is like a lot of kashas, right?" So, Tzadik Rala, Tzadik Gatola, Rosh Rala, Rosh Gatola, Benny, Rabba, those things. He gives a knack to all the goyim, right? The guy's not capable of any of these things. I'm talking to Jews. And if you don't go on to learn, I said, take all this swarm for Thursday night. I said, learn different swarm Thursday night for Shabbos. You could, but I mean, if you ask me about to have a chavus and you have 45 minutes a day to learn, you have to learn Tanya. That's how you make yourself into a person, to build yourself into a person. That's a yid. That's what Tanya is. All right, Mr. Shum, we'll continue.